The elements that influence how clients make financial decisions. Sean Hanlon, Executive Director at BrightRock. We'd all like to believe that we can make smart financial choices. Ones that are rational, informed, and aligned to our long-term goals. But the truth is, our brains often get in the way. Behind every investment decision, savings plan, or insurance policy lies a tug of war between logic and emotion. That's where behavioral economics comes in, a field that explains the real reasons people struggle with money. Not because they don't know better, but because of how human brains are wired. Understanding the most common behavioral biases can help individuals take control of their financial futures and help great financial advisors, like you, create better solutions. 1. We stick to the familiar, even when it doesn't work. Ever kept a gym membership you don't use, just because it's been part of your routine for years? That's status quo bias, our tendency to stick with what's familiar, even if change could lead to better results. In the financial world, this shows up when people do things like avoid switching to better investment products or never update outdated policies. The solution: make change easier. Insurers should offer flexible products that evolve with life's milestones, while advisors should regularly review clients' needs to encourage healthy financial habits. 2. We're more scared of losing than we are excited to win. You'd think the joy of gaining R10,000 should match the pain of losing it, but it doesn't. Loss aversion means that losses feel about twice as bad as equivalent gains feel good. This makes people overly cautious or reluctant to commit to financial decisions, even when it's in their best interest. The key for financial advisors is to reframe conversations around security and long-term growth. Instead of focusing solely on returns, show how investments protect future income or safeguard against inflation. This shifts the focus from risk of loss to loss of opportunity. 3. We fall for the first number we hear. Did you know salespeople show you the most expensive product first? Once you've anchored your brain to a high number, everything else seems like a deal. In finance, clients often cling to arbitrary benchmarks. I'll take out life insurance when I earn R$30,000 per month. Advisors can combat this by anchoring decisions to real life goals, like how much school fees will cost in 5 years, or what's needed for a comfortable retirement. This grounds conversations, not guesswork. 4. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Words matter. According to the principle of framing, people make different decisions based on how choices are presented. A classic example: saying 90% success rate versus 10% failure rate. While it's the same thing, it has a different emotional impact. Smart framing can nudge people toward better financial outcomes. Don't just talk about life insurance, frame it as future financial security. Rather than highlighting monthly contributions, spotlight the reward at the end of the journey. 5. We give different value to the same money. It's called mental accounting, and it explains why someone might splurge a bonus but pinch pennies from their salary. We mentally separate money into categories, like extra, bills, vacation, instead of viewing it holistically. This creates friction when it comes to financial planning. Clients often view financial contributions as a cost rather than a long-term asset. One solution is to tie insurance products to meaningful goals, taking care of your family, protecting your assets. When people see the purpose, they're more likely to commit. So, what can be done? Understanding these behavioral biases is only half the battle. The real power lies in designing financial experiences around them. For individuals, reflect on your own emotional triggers when making financial decisions. Are you avoiding change out of comfort? Is fear keeping you from a solid risk plan? For advisors, start with empathy. Ask not just what clients want to do with their money, but why. Build strategies that support those deeper motivations. Behavioral science won't eliminate financial mistakes, but it can make it easier for consumers to make smarter choices, and you to help them with that. Ends. Author at Sean Hanlon, BrightRock plus posts bio at Sean Hanlon, BrightRock hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Does your life insurance cover traumatic injuries? Share on your socials.